来，弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters.
今天晚上跟我们一起来继续看彼得前书。
Tonight we would like to continue to study the book of First Peter.
我们先来看罗马书的一个经文。
Let us turn first to the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书十三章。
Chapter 13.
罗马书十三章。
Romans 13.
十三章第五节
Verse 5
第五节
Verse 5
你们所以你们必须顺服不但是因为刑罚也是因为良心请读
Verse 5 Therefore you must be subject not only because of wrath but also for conscience sake
今天下午我们谈到彼得长老让我们来顺服政府
This afternoon, we talked about how Peter encouraged us to subject to the government.
这边保罗也让我们来顺服掌权的。
Here, Paul also asked us to be submissive to the authority.
那保罗的语调非常的直接。
And the tone of Peter was very straightforward.
他说，你们要顺服。
He said, you must be subjected.
不但是为了刑罚，也因为良心的缘故。
Not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake.
诸位可能都听说过，前不久在新泽基说有一个年轻的小姐喝醉了酒。
We probably have heard of this news that there was a young woman who was drunk.
那在新泽基的海边，警察叫她做什么，她不听。
And when the police came to give her some instruction, she did not follow.
因为她醉了，她听不太懂。
Because she was drunk, she did not understand the instruction.
警察不管她，就把她两个警察就把她摔在地上。
Therefore, the two policemen put her down on the floor.
所以这边保罗特别提到说，你们必须顺服。
Here Paul says, therefore you must be subject.
因为这些政府他们不是空空佩剑的。
Because these government officials.
他们是有权力处罚的。
They have authority to punish you.
所以我们在读彼得前书的时候
，When we read the book of First Peter，
我们发觉到彼得一直也讲到这些顺服的道理。
We also see that Peter talks about the teaching of being submissive.
我们到如今学到的不只是顺服政府。
Up until now, we not only learn about being subjective to the government.
我们也学到。这个仆人要顺服主人
but also for the servant to be subjective
也学到这个太太要顺服先生
and the wife to be submissive to the husband
这个整个彼得前书讲到很多顺服的道理
so in 1 Peter talks a lot about the teaching of submission
这个主题啊在现在来讲是一个相当有挑战性的一个主题
this is a very challenging topic for nowadays
为什么呢
why is that
你看哦我们在美国这个总统都可以随便骂
Because in the United States, we have the freedom of speech against our own president.
那个大家都在讲人权。
Everyone has talks about their own rights.
我们在学校是学会怎么样来表达我自己。
At school, we are taught to express ourselves.
所以我们这个地方是一个自由民主讲人权的地方
Therefore, this society is one that talks about human rights.
所以如果要顺服，是应该你顺服我啊，怎么可能我顺服你呢
？So talking about submission, you should be the one submitting to me, not me to you.
所以这样一个道理啊，其实有时候我们年轻人很难能够去接受。
So for the teaching of submission in the Bible, it's very difficult for us young people to accept.
但是我们看到保罗讲的这么绝对，你们必须顺服。
But Paul, using a very direct tone, telling us that we must be subjected.
我们来思考顺服的问题。
So let's think about this topic of submission.
我们用彼得前书第五章来谈三个重点。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5 to discuss.
就是我们年幼的要顺服年长的。
So for the youth, we need to submit to our elders.
第二，我们来谈，其实也要彼此顺服。
Secondly, we need to submit to one another.
第三，我们来谈，我们要顺服神为我们所安排的一个比较困难的环境。
Third of all, we need to submit to the difficult environment that God has given us.
我们就用这样来彼此劝勉。
Tonight we will encourage each other.
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们学过这个结构，就是到最后他 address to different parties， 对各种不同的族群 彼得长老都有一些劝勉。
We have seen the structure before where Peter addressed to different groups of people in the
passage. 这里第五节是对年幼的，也就是对我们的一个劝告。
In verse 5, it is geared toward young people.
他说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，五章五节。
He said in verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to the elders.
这个我们如果读到其他的道理，什么，为什么仆人要顺服主人呢？为什么要顺服政府了？为什么要顺服先生了？他都有讲出原因，为什么？
Every time he addressed one group to submit to another group, he always states the reason why.
但是这里你发觉到那个，他就说年幼的顺服年长的 period。然后再来就没有了。
Here when he said, younger people, you need to submit to your elders, and the period, there's no the reason after.
没跟你讲为什么你要这样做啊。
He didn't explain why we need to do it.
好像彼得可能长老说这个没有什么原因啊，你就是要这样做。
As if he's saying there's no reason, you just have to do it.
其实圣经上跟我们讲为什么就是要这样做，因为神说的。
The Bible tells us why we have to do it. It is because God says so.
我们看利未记十九章三十二节。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记十九章三十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 32.
利未记十九章三十二节。
Chapter 19, verse 32.
在白华人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是主，请读。
Verse 32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God. I am the Lord.
这里说 I am the Lord， 那个这个就是主说的啦，主就是这样的意思啊。
Here he claimed, I am the Lord.
你在白华人面前要站起来。
He tells us that we need to rise before the gray-headed.
你要尊敬老人家。
And honor the presence of an old man.
这种尊敬就如同你在敬畏你的神一样。
You respect the elder just like you respect God.
我们小时候在台湾念小学的时候。
When I was young in elementary school.
那个老师一进来，那个班长就喊起立，敬礼，坐下。
When the teacher walks in, then the monitor would shout, stand up, and everyone stand up, and then everyone will bow and then sit down.
你们有没有？美国有没有？
Do we do that in the United States?
可能没有了。
I don't think so.
那起立就是一种尊敬的意思。
To rise means to respect the teacher.
你看美国国会在国会咨询，无论是民主党、共和党的参议员，美国总统一进来，大家都要站起来鼓掌。
And in the Congress?
我不晓得国会咨询是什么，我国情报告。就是总统来了，大家要站起来啊。
No matter what, then when the president walks in, then all the people need to rise.
这个不是尊敬这个人，是尊敬这个头衔。
This is not to just respect the person, but to respect the position of this person.
所以今天圣经上跟我们讲，遇到老人家，我们要站起来。
The Bible tells us that when we see the elderly, we need to rise before them.
我们要顺服这些人。
We need to submit to them.
这是主说的啦。
This is said by the Lord.
没有什么原因的啦。
There's no reason.
如果我们真的要找原因，
If we really want to find reasons,
圣经上这样讲。
The Bible tells us.
耶伯记十二章十二节。
Let's look at Job chapter 12 verse 12.
耶伯记十二章十二节。
Job 12:12.
耶伯记十二章十二节。
Job chapter 12 verse 12.
年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
Wisdom is with aged men and with length of days understanding.
为什么我们要顺服这些人呢？
So why do we need to submit to the elderly?
因为他的年纪带给他极大的经验。
Because the elderly have more wisdom.
所以他人生经历过一段时间之后，他有智慧，他有知识。
Because they have more experience.
所以我们读到所罗门王的儿子罗波安遇到一些老百姓跟他说，可不可以减轻我们税上的重担，或是劳力上的重担。
When we read about the story of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when the people ask him to decrease the taxation,
这个王就去找老人家，那些老臣来商量怎么办才好呢？
This king went to the cabinet of the elderly to ask what to do.
那老臣有经验，他说：“你只要把这些人民当成自己的主人，你就没事了。”
The elderly explained that if you treat them as the owner of this country, then it'll be well.
结果他又去这个咨询年轻人、少年人呢。
Then this king also went to ask his cabinet of young people.
年轻人都比较酷。
Young people are cooler.
讲话也比较酷。
They talk very cool.
他说：“你就跟他们讲。”
So the young people said, "You tell them."
你看哦，我爸爸的腰那么粗哦，我小拇指比我爸爸的腰还粗啊。
Look, my father's waist is so thick, and my my thumb is thicker than my father's waist. If my father flogged you with the whip, then I will whip you with something with a hook.
讲起来非常拉风啊，非常威风啊。
It seems that he looked very good when he says so.
但是我们中国话说，不听老人言，吃亏在眼前。
There's a Chinese saying that said if you don't listen to the elderly, you may be in disadvantage.
他用这样的态度跟老百姓讲了话之后，他的国家十个支派就归给其他的人了。
After he talked like that to the whole nation, then 10 of the tribes left him.
我当孩子的时候，大人跟我讲一句话。
When I was a young kid, my elderly told me.
他说我们走过的桥比你们走过的路还多。
The bridges that we cross over are more than the roads that you have walked.
我们吃过的盐巴比你们吃过的米饭还多。
The salt that we have eaten are more than the rice that you have eaten.
我小时候都想，真的是这样吗？
I thought to myself, is that true?
不过真的是他们比较有经验了。
But it is true that they do have more experience.
你看每年来 NYTS, 我们都有 pastor's time, 有没有？有这个传道者时间。
Every year at NYTS, we now have a pastor's time.
本来只有一次，后来增加到两次。
Originally, we only had it once.But now we have twice.
我现在不晓得几次了。
I don't know how many times now we have
it. 那为什么我们要有这个传道者时间呢？
Why do we want to have this pastor's time?
因为我们希望从他们的生活当中得到我们想要知道的智慧。
Because we want to gain wisdom from their life.
所以中国话有句话说，以君一席话，胜读十年书啊。有时候跟一些很有智慧的长辈讲话，真的胜过你读十年的书啊。
This is Chinese saying that when you talk to someone wise for one day, that's better than reading 10 years worth of books.
所以彼得说，你们年幼的要顺从年长的。
That's why Peter said that you younger people need to submit to the elders.
Period. 就是这样子。
Period. That's the end of it.
不用解释了。
There's no explanation after.
所以我们了解到这是给我们有好处。
Because we know that this is good for us.
我现在在想，我们到底要怎么来顺服他们呢？怎么来敬重顺服他们呢？
So how should we respect and submit to our elders?
因为我们常常办大会啊，有时候这个同龄会跟我讲一些事情。
Because we always have seminars, so sometimes our members would tell me something.
有一次，一个厨房的同工这样说。
One time, a member of the cooking team told me.
他说：“你们这个 SSC 这个小朋友哦，怎么看到大人好像都看到坏人一样？”
Mentioned that during SSC, when the kids walk by the adults, it's as if they have seen someone very bad.
都不会讲话，都不会讲 hi, 都不会讲 how are you, 都是走过去，然后就不理人家这样子哦。
They ignore people when they walk by them.
好像是我们教会请来花钱请来打工的人一样哦。给他感觉了。
When they see the people in the church, it's as if those are hired by the church to serve them.
我们是要尊敬长辈，服从长辈。我们真的要从我们的生活习惯开始培养起。
In order to respect our elders, we need to start from how we live our life.
我妈妈常常跟我们的她的孙子辈讲一句话。
My mom always tells her grandchildren.
她说：“你嘴要甜，手要快，腰要直啊。”
Your mouth needs to be sweet, your hands need to be swift, and then your waist needs to be straight.
我听一听，我妈妈怎么老是讲一些很奇怪的话，很有道理。
I was thinking why my mom always talked about these strange things.
真的嘴巴要甜啊。
It's true that our mouth needs to be sweet.
一个人嘴巴甜，他就占尽了很多的好处。
Because when you have sweet lips, then you get a lot of benefits.
会得人疼啊，得人疼啊。
People will like you a lot more.
我记得有一次 NYTS, 有一个小姐妹。
There's one time during NYTS, there's a young sister.
她每次看到传道就很高兴微笑，传道好，传道好。
Every time she sees the pastor or elder, she would call them very happily.
然后呢，她都是微笑的。
She's always smiling at them.
我心里就想，哇，以后谁娶到这个小姐一定很幸福啊。
I always thought whoever married this sister would be very blessed.
我心里又想，哎，我要不要来跟她介绍一下
？I was thinking, should I?
这么可爱的小姐
introduce for her because she's so cute.
所以如果你们跟我打招呼哈。
So if you greet me, say hi to me.
我会在祷告上多多会想到你啊。
I will remember you a lot more in my prayer.
这是尊敬，这是一种服从的一种另外一种表现。
So greeting our elderly is a form of respect.
那我们再来看，我们怎么样来尊敬、来服从呢？
And how else can we respect and honor our elders?
那是我们要静静的来听他们述说神的恩惠。
We should listen to them quietly when they express to us the grace of God.
我们来看诗篇七十一篇十八节。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇十八节。
71:18.
诗篇七十一篇十八节。
71:18.
神啊，我到年老发白的时候。求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下一代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
神对老人家说，我们要把神的大能传扬给下一代。
God encouraged the elderly to express what God has
让世世代代的人都可以一直来尊敬天上独一真神。
So that all the generations after will continue to honor the God in heaven.
我们年轻人不要听得不耐烦了。
So young people, we should keep our ears and listen.
你为什么又炒冷饭？为什么你这个讲了八百遍了还要再讲？
Don't complain and say that I've heard this 800 times.
我们看这耶伯记的十五章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 15.
耶伯记十五章。
Job 15.
耶伯记十五章十节十一节。
Verses 11 and 12.
耶伯记十五章十节十一节。
Job 15, verse 10 and 11.
我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的，比你的父亲还老。神用温和的话安慰你，你以为太小吗？请读。
10. Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, much older than your father. 11. Are the consolations of God too small for you and the word spoken gently with you?
这里的一个人他在劝约伯啦。
Here there's a friend of Job that was giving him comfort.
他说我们年纪很大，我们是在想用神的言语温和的话来安慰你。
Here he said, we are very old now and we would like to use the gentle voice of God
比你爸爸还老
to comfort you. I'm older than your father.
所以你为什么以为这个是很小的事情呢？
Why do you think that this is such a small matter?
所以我们真的听到老人家跟我们讲神的恩典。
So when the elderly want to share with us the grace of God.
我们不要不耐烦，我们要顺服啊。
Don't be frustrated or irritated.
有一个青年人跟我说。
There's a young person who told me.
传道，我那个教会那个讲道的都一直绕一直绕都没有逻辑呢。
Pastor, the sermon speakers always go round and round and there's no logic in the sermon.
他表达不清楚
He's unable to express himself clearly.
那他为了证实他是对的，他说我们那里很多人都跟我同样的想法。
And he told me that many of the people there think the same way.
那我说哎呀，你多多少少可以听一点吧。
So I encourage him, maybe you should try your best to still listen.
那个圣灵动工一句话都可以感动到你内心深处。
Because when the Holy Spirit moves you, even one phrase or one word can move you to tears.
但是他又说，但是传道我如果自己读圣经比讲台听的还得到更多呢。
But he told me that, Pastor, when I read the Bible on my own, I gain more than listen to the sermon.
那我就问他说，那个讲道的人是谁陪他上去的？
And then I asked who arranged for the sermon speaker to speak.
当然是教会。
Of course it is the church.
如果真的没有教就，教会以后所排的次数可能会越来越少。
If the sermon speaker's sermon is not edifying, I'm sure that the church would arrange the person to speak less.
但是他是我们的长辈。
But because he is our elder.
他现在奉耶稣的名说话。
Now he's speaking on the name of Jesus Christ.
我相信只要每个人都祷告到圣灵充满。
I'm sure that if everyone pray until they're filled with the Spirit.
真的我们一定多多少少可以从正道当中得到神来的声音。
Then we will be able to hear the voice of God in the sermon regardless.
有时候我们跟神学生这样讲，我们就跟神学生上课的时候这样讲。
During a TTP training, we will tell the students.
我们毕竟不是神学家。
Because we are not theologians.
真的我也觉得说现在神学知识你要找什么。什么资料？你 Google 一下，什么都有了啦。
Because nowadays you can Google any information you want online.
所以来神学院到底学什么
？So when you come to TTP, what are you learning exactly？
我们有时候跟学生讲一句话。
So we encourage the students.
合理的叫训练，不合理的叫磨练。
So if it's reasonable, then it is training. If it's unreasonable, it is tribulation and training.
这个摩西旷野四十年跟羊在一起，他到底学什么？
So for Moses to be in the wilderness 40 years, what was he learning?
有时候我想40年很长耶。
40 years is a long time.
40年到底学什么？
So what did he learn in the 40 years?
我想学到最大的就是忍耐啦。
What he learned is patience.
有时候神特别安排一个人哦，也许他表达的不是很清楚，但是他年纪很大了，但是他讲的还是神的话。
So God sometimes arranged an elderly to speak sermon, even though it may not be understandable.
当然有的老人家也长得很好了、
哦、But some elderly also speak very well.
我现在是在讲这个年轻的问题啦。
I'm just addressing this particular issue.
但是如果神安排他来帮助我们，
If God arranged for this person to train our patients,
我在想我们一定会得到造就的。
I'm thinking we will for sure receive edification.
最少我们也学到怎么样啊。跟着好像在旷野又绕了40年 学怎么样忍耐一样了。
At least we can learn how to be patient just like 40 years in the wilderness.
所以我你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
So young people, we need to submit to our elders.
那彼得长老这句话讲完之后呢，马上转一个方向。
After he, Elder Peter finished saying this, he changed his direction.
我们来看彼得前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
五节。
Verse 5.
五章五节。
5:5.
你们年幼的要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。到的时候，他就必叫你们升高。请读第五节就好。
Verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble.
那彼得长老马上讲说，哎，我们众人啊，也都要啊，谦卑来束腰。
Elder Peter here says that all of us need to be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.
也要懂得彼此顺服啦。
So we need to submit to one another.
所以他不会倚老卖老。
So he wasn't just teaching others because he was old.
他认为大家都要服从在真理的下面，彼此顺服。
Instead, he thinks that we need to submit to one another under the truth.
我们看耶伯记的三十二章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 30.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
第六节
Verse 6、
啊、这里有个年轻人、啊、他起来讲话
32 verse 6 There's a young man who stood up to speak、
啊、第六节到第十节
From verse 6 to verse 10
我觉得他讲的这个话非常的有道理、啊、
I think what he said makes a lot of sense、
啊、这也是彼得长老的意思、啊、
This is also the same will of Elder Peter、
啊、第六节
Verse 6
布西人巴拉加的儿子以利父回答说我年轻你们年迈因此我退让不敢向你们陈说我的意见我说年老的当先说话受高的当以智慧教训人但在人里面有灵全灵者的气使人有聪明尊贵的不都有智慧受高的不都能明白因此我说你们要听我言我也要陈说我的意见、啊、请读第七到第九
Verses 7-9I say age should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Great men are not always wise, nor do the aged always understand justice.
真的是人的聪明来自于神的灵啊。
For sure that the wisdom of men comes from the Spirit of God.
我们在一起的时候，我们要尊敬年长的。
When we're together, we need to honor our elderly.
我们要退让，我们要先听他们来述说。
We need to yield to them and listen to them first.
并不代表我们有意见不能说。
But that doesn't mean that we cannot speak what we're thinking.
所以当大家说完之后，因为你已经让了，你也知道你该说话的时间了。
So because you have already yielded.And let them speak first. Now it is your turn to speak.
所以你也可以陈述自己的意见了、
哦、Now you can also express what you're thinking.
的确在我们真耶稣教会大家都是学习彼此顺服。
In the True Jesus Church, we are learning how to submit to one another.
所以你看 NCC 的开会啊，全国教会会议也没有说年长的他就可以有两票啊，他也是一票啊。
Just like NCC, we don't give the elderly double votes.
我们可能会尊敬他们，请他们先说话。
We may honor them by asking them to speak first.
你看，我们选主席有时候常常选到40岁左右的。我们真耶稣教会的定义是18到40都是年轻人哦。
When we select the chairperson of the meeting, it's often in the age of 40, and 40 is considered a youth.
那这个 我们觉得他有这方面的恩赐。
Because we think that this person has this gift.
所以我们也让他来主持带领整个议程。
Therefore, we let this person chair the entire meeting.
所以这个都是彼此顺服了。
This is called submitting to one another.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要听到彼得所用的圣经上的话。
So today we need to listen to the quote of Elder Peter.
他说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
He said that for those who are proud, he will stop them, and for those who are humble, he will exalt them.
所以我们彼此相处的时候，每个人都用谦卑束腰。
So when we interact with one another, we need to clothe ourselves with humility.
真的，在真耶稣教会如果长久自高有时候站立不住。
So in the true church, if you're always very proud, then you cannot stand forever.
你看亚撒龙想要做王，那不是神的意思。
When Absalom wanted to be king, that was not the will of God.
那做得很绝啊。
He was very cruel.
杀爸爸，去打仗要杀爸爸。
He wanted to battle and kill his father.
为了跟爸爸决裂，在日光之下跟爸爸的太太这个发生苟合。
Just because he wanted to take the throne away from his father, he actually slept with the father's concubines and wives.
非常没有道理的一个人呢。
And that is something very unreasonable.
我们怎么知道他非常的自高呢
？How do we know that he was very haughty?
自傲呢
？Very proud.
因为他每年都要剪头发一次。
Because every year he would cut his hair once.
这个头发越重，代表他越聪明。
The heavier the hair, more wise he is.
所以他每年都让人家知道他到底有多聪明。
So every year he wants to know how wise he is.
谁知道神就让他的头发被缠在这个橡树上面。
But God let his hair be tangled in the terebinth tree.
他这一辈子一定没有想过说他会这样不明不白的死得这么凄惨。
In his whole life he would never have imagined this is how he's going to die. It is through his hair.
所以神阻挡骄傲的人。
So God resists the proud.
所以今天每个人都谦卑，我们都可以彼此顺服。
Today, if we humble ourselves, we can submit to one another.
今天在下午的课，我们谈到耶稣基督的谦卑。
This afternoon, we talk about the humility of Jesus Christ.
我们说他本来有神的形象。
Even though Jesus Christ had the image of God.
但是他不以神同等为强夺。
But he did not deem himself high just because he has the same image.
最后他取了仆人的样式。
But he took the form of a servant.
而且成为一个为我们钉十字架的死人。
And he was crucified on the cross for us.
所以谦卑顺服到死。
So he humbled himself until death.
到最后就被神高举。
At the end, he was exalted by God.
是坐在神的右边。
He sat at the right hand of God.
所以神赐恩给谦卑的人。
So God gives grace to the humble.
你还记得彼得在讲这句话的时候，他自己遇到一个很尴尬的事情。
Remember when Elder Peter said this, he had this situation.
有一次他跟这个没有受割礼的人一起吃饭了。
One time he was eating with those who were uncircumcised.
那彼得这雅各跟他的人就跑过来。
And James came over.
他想说，哎呀，怕他们误会他就故意跟这些外邦人就是没有受割礼的基督徒分开了。
When James came over, he didn't want them to misunderstand, so he removed himself from the uncircumcised.
这个年轻的保罗一看到这个事情就当面抵挡彼得。
So Paul, he was still young, and when he saw that, he chastised him directly.
一个之前的传道人当面好像在众人面前给个资深的传道人漏气这样子。
It's like an inexperienced young pastor is chastising an experienced elder.
你知道彼得在他的书信在讲道过程当中都没有谈到这有什么不对。
Peter, when he was writing his letters, he never mentioned there's anything wrong with this incident.
所以他在讲用谦卑束腰，其实他本身就是那样的人。他在书信讲说呢，那个彼得的信保罗的信很深奥你们不要随便乱解释哦。
He really was clothed with humility because he told the people that the letter written by Paul is very profound, so don't misinterpret it.
所以今天我们看到神也大大的重用彼得。
And that is why God really used Peter heavily.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们每个人都要彼此顺服。
So now today we need to submit to one another.
我们要谦卑，也要顺服我们整个开会的结果。
We need to also submit to the result.
我们教会有时候常常在有时候会开会
Many times we have meetings in the church.
我们重要把它打开，我们要相信圣灵会带领教会。
We need to believe that the Holy Spirit will guide the church.
所以我们不硬做啊，不操纵啊，不劝票。
So we should not do anything to change the result of the decision.
你知道这里有神啊。
Because there is God here.
让圣灵来带领每一个人的心。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide everyone's
heart. 小弟遇过一个状况啊。
I have encountered this before.
最后一次啊，到斐济岛去的时候。
And the last time I went to Fiji Island.
那里有一群印度裔的斐济人。
There's a group of Fiji people from India.
那里大概有十七二十个，本来他们就有两个一对夫妻啊，他们是在带领这个小群的人啊。
So there are about 17 to 20 people, and there's a couple that was leading that group.
那我们在跟他们传福音，他们都接受了。
When we preached the gospel to them, they accepted the gospel.
那现在问题来了，要求圣灵啊。
Now there's a problem. They need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
那我们教会的规矩是，得到圣灵的人才有办法带领教会。
Because only the people with the Holy Spirit can lead the church.
我就想糟糕了，那如果等一下祷告。刚好这两个没得圣灵，其他得圣灵，以后要怎么样治理，帮助这一群的发展啊？
So I was thinking to myself, if later on when they prayed the Holy Spirit, this couple who was a leader did not receive the Holy Spirit, then what is going to happen?
那我也不能控制啊，我也不能给圣灵或是不给圣灵啊。
Because I cannot control who's going to receive the Holy Spirit.
那只能够祷告神啊，愿你的旨意成全啊。
So I pray to God and ask God's will be done.
那个圣灵会带领教会。
Because the Spirit will guide the church.
那就是那么奇妙啊。
And it is miraculous.
就是那对夫妻啊，先得到圣灵啊。
It was the couple that first received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们年幼的要顺服年长的。
So the young need to submit to the elders.
我们众人要彼此顺服。
And everyone needs to submit to one
another. 要顺服神的带领。
We need to submit to God's guidance.
现在问题来了
哦。Now there's a problem.
有时候我们在教会遇到一个这样的现象，年轻人的婚姻问题哦，如果爸爸妈妈反对小孩子交往的对象怎么办？
So this is a problem that we see in the church. If the parents do not agree with the marriage of the young people, what to do?
那个妈妈都会念第五章的第五节前半段给小朋友听了。
Then the mother would read 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5 to the children.
你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
You younger people must submit yourself to the elders.
所以我说了算。
So you must listen to me.
那小孩子也很聪明，他说：“妈妈，再往下读。”
And then the children are very smart. They say, "Mom, keep reading the rest of the sentence."
妈妈，他说：“我们要彼此顺服。”哎
，Here it says, "Mom, we need to submit to one another."
他说很麻烦呢。
So this is troublesome.
有时候明明是好事，到最后变得哎呀，家里吵得乱七八糟。
Getting married in church is a good thing, but it ended up that they have conflicts over it.
在座的年轻弟兄姐妹，我们今天早上听到传道人跟我们讲以扫的故事。
So, young brothers and sisters, we have heard of the story of Esau this morning.
你们都听到扫罗结婚三十年之后才知道，这个他的爸爸妈妈很讨厌他的两个太太，以扫啊，对不起，不是扫罗，以扫。
So we learned that Esau's parents did not like his marriage after about 30 years later.
因为他们娶了这个赫人的女子。
Because he married a foreigner.
所以我劝你们哦，还是要多听爸爸妈妈的意见。
I encourage you that you do listen to your father and mother.
尤其是他们如果讲是合乎真道的时候。
If especially what they say is according to the Bible.
你看了参孙就不听爸爸的话。
Look at Samson, he did not listen to his father.
爸爸说：“难道我们以色列人当中没有小姐你可以娶吗？”
Samson's father said, "Aren't there any Israelite woman that you can marry?"
他说：“我就喜欢灵堂就是那个腓力士女子啊。”
But Samson said, "I just like this Philistine woman."
爸爸没有办法。
Then the father can't do anything.
你再读下去。
If we keep reading,
这个婚姻一开始就非常不幸。
This marriage was very unfortunate starting from the
beginning. 这个婚姻到最后以离开收场。
And at the end, it ended up divorced.
他太太又被人家烧死哦。
And his wife was burnt alive.
所以有时候我们年轻人要慎重的考虑父母亲的意见。
So young people, we need to listen to our father and mother's comments.
我也劝在座的父母亲了哦。
For the parents who are sitting here,
如果你的孩子坚持的是圣经的道理。
If your children insisted on the teachings of God,
他们两个年轻人又已经分不开了。
And the two people already cannot leave each other,
我们自己也要多祷告多思想
then we ourselves need to pray more and meditate on God's
will. 你真的要让他们嫁一个或娶一个他们不喜欢的人吗？
Do you really want your children to marry someone else which they do not like?
真的社会上的条件那么重要吗？
Are the qualifications of this world more important?
如果他们守的是圣经的东西，
Because if they are keeping the words of God together,
我们要想，其实真的婚姻是离开父母跟妻子联合。
Then we have to remember that marriage is for the men to depart from their parents and to become one with their wife.
本来是一件好事。
This is a good thing.
我们要常常用一种我们在大原则啊，圣经的真理抓住，我们做父母亲的，圣经真理抓住就好了。社会上的东西哦，其实神要祝福哈、哦，谁都挡不住。神不祝福，本来可能人家拥有很多，一下也可能都没有了。
So we need to grasp onto the big principle of the Bible, and for the qualification of the world is not that important because God can give you anything He wants.
所以我在这边也是劝父母亲啊，我们要彼此顺服，也跟年轻人讲说，你也要。多听父母亲的话。
So here I would like to encourage the parents to also submit to one another and for the young people to submit to their parents.
最后我们来谈这个如果神把我们安排在一个困苦的环境。
And thirdly, I want to share if God put us in a difficult situation.
我们也要顺服不要逃离。
We also need to submit to God's will and do not run away.
我们来看第五章的第九节到第十节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 5.
五章九节十节
Verses 9 and 10、
你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也经历这样的苦难第十节那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们得享他永远的荣耀等你们战受苦难之后必要亲自成全你们坚固你们赐力量给你们请读 第九第十好了
Verse 9, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Verse 10, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
这边提到我们在世上会经历一些苦难，众弟兄也会经历一些苦难。
Here it tells us that we will encounter hardship in this world, same with our
brothers. 神是让这个事情发生的。
God allowed these hardships to come upon us.
那如果我们经历过之后呢？等我们战受苦难之后呢
？After we have suffered.
他要成全我们，坚固我们，赐力量给我们。
Then he will perfect, establish, and strengthen.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果神给你苦难，不是让你来逃避的，是让你来忍受的。
If God gives us hardship, it is not for us to run away from it, but to endure it.
所以彼得长老跟我们讲，我们今天下午提过的，为了对得起良心哦，你暂时忍受苦难哦，这是可喜爱的啦。
So Elder Peter encourages that it is a good thing for us to endure hardship.
如果你为行善而忍受苦难，这是可喜爱的啦。
And if you endure hardship because you're doing good, this is a good thing.
这个忍耐啊，非啊讲得很容易，但是做起来很难呢。
It is very difficult to endure, even though it's easy to say.
这个忍啊，中国字就是心上一把刀啊。
The word endure in Chinese is you put a knife in your heart.
那是刀插在心上的，那是会滴血的。
When you put a knife in your heart, then you will bleed.
但是呢，你这样子经历过了。
But after you have gone through it,
所以你会得到好处的哦。
You will receive a lot of good things.
比如说考试很苦啊。
For example, taking a test is difficult.
你忍耐下来。
But if you endure it,
你化解到你就知道自己学习的成果怎么样。
Then you will see the result of your learning.
你读大学很苦。
Even though going through college is difficult.
你忍耐下来。
But you endure it.
你就有一天你会享受到那个拿到文凭的喜乐。
Then one day you will receive the fruit of your labor.
NYTS 很苦。
NYTS is suffering.
不晓得你们多少人还觉得很苦。
I don't know if any of you think it is very hard.
如果 NYTS 很苦。
If NYTS is difficult.
你把它忍耐下来。
But you endure it.
你化解到哇，你的生命啊会更加丰盛哦。
Then you will see that your life is more abundant.
所以神给你的安排，苦难不是让你逃走的。
So God arranged hardship for us, not for us
to run away. 逃走比较容易啊。
It is easy to run away.
但是神要让你忍耐。
But God wants us to endure it.
他这里说呢，你如果忍耐啊，他会加给你力量啊。
Here God says, if you endure it, then He will strengthen you.
神会加你力量。
He will give you strength.
其实，在人本身的时候呢，就会加力量了。在忍的时候就会产生力量了。
As you are enduring, you will receive strength already.
有一段时间我这个脚啊，掰脚啊。
One time I was a little crippled.
那我儿子教我一个动作。
Then my son taught me to do something.
就是举一个25磅的哑铃，然后呢，这个膝盖要前后蹲，就是一个动作。可是因为那个有一只脚没力啊，这个从因为不能碰地啊，那个蹲下去站起来，有一只脚真的很吃力啊。
So my son taught me an exercise, which is to get a 25-pound dumbbell and then put one foot forward and then have to squat. And because my leg had no strength, so it was very, very difficult for me.
但是哦，你在那个忍啊，在那个起来那一刹那呢，其实你的肌肉就开始在建立了。
But as I endure it and as I get up from the squat, then my muscles are actually building strength.
啊，你看那些有三角肩的人哦。就是 very buff 的人、啊、
Those people who are very buff with
six-packs. 他在训练的过程其实都要忍耐那个肌肉的苦啊。
As they're training, they need to endure a lot.
所以你在这边如果很苦，你真的忍下来。
So if you're enduring here in NYTS,
你在祷告当中，神肯定会加添给你力量的。
God will strengthen you in your prayers.
啊，我以前跟大家讲过一个故事啊。
In the past, I've shared a story.
听说那个故事说，小鸟本来没有翅膀。
There's a story that there is a bird with no wings.
他看到那个云啊那么高，那个山那么远。
She saw that the clouds are so far and the mountains are so high.
他就跟神祷告说：“神啊，我要看更远的地方，看更高的地方。”
But the bird prayed to God, "I want to see something further and higher."
啊，结果神加给他一对翅膀啊。
Then God gave the bird's wings.
他就开始觉得很辛苦。神啊，我本来跳就跳那么一点点而已，现在你又加翅膀，我跳得更近了。更重了。
So the bird said, "I used to just hop, and it was easy for me. But now you give me wings, it is heavier. I can't hop."
但是他忍耐下来。
But the bird endured.
啊，结果神真的加他力量。他每次这样上就有力量。
And God actually gave the bird strength because every time the bird hops, he'll get
further. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要逃走啊。
So brothers and sisters, do not run away from your hardship.
这是神给你成长的机会。
Because this is an opportunity God gives you to grow.
这是神给你成熟的机会。
This is an opportunity God gives you to mature.
神说他要成全你哦。
God wants to settle us.
真的受过苦，神有很多的成全呐。
He fulfills a lot of things when we.
耶稣没有受苦，有办法成全做一个宰相吗？
Without Joseph's suffering, he would not become a prime minister.
耶稣没有受苦，有办法成全救恩吗？
Without Jesus' suffering, he could not fulfill salvation.
啊，所以啊，我们要忍耐主耶稣给我们安排的，要顺服啊这样的一个环境。
Therefore, we need to endure the environment that God has given us.
啊，这是暂时的啦。
Because it is only temporary.
最后，主耶稣会给你享受啊极大的荣耀。
At the end, God will let us enjoy glory.
啊，所以我们要顺服神给我们安排的受苦的环境。
Therefore, we need to accept the difficult environment that God has arranged for us.
所以你们必须顺服。
Therefore, we need to submit.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
369.
369.